How's everybody doing?
Good.
I ain't gonna be too long. My name is Tony Coleman, community organizer, activist. I've been organizing in the community for about 15 years, originally from San Francisco. Grew up in the Tenderloin, out of all places to grow up. I've been here in West Oakland for 15 years, living and working. And I've been doing a lot of work around police accountability and criminalization of young people. So I've been here in the trenches doing a lot of work for over the years, and so I'm not new to this. And I just wanted to share a few things that has been on my mind that I think is missing and what we got to kind of, you know, remember. It's one thing that is very important that we can't forget about bringing in young people. And I remember caucusing with the young lady here. So these town halls have been very beneficial because we was here last week sitting and we were just talking and analyzing some of the things that we think is missing. One thing that we really strongly feel and we're concerned about is keeping the young people Oscar Grant age. I know we be saying, I am Oscar Grant, but I ain't Oscar Grant. I'm 40 years old, 41 years old. You know what I mean? Oscar Grant age is what, 17 to 25, and they catch hell. You know what I mean? And if we don't use this opportunity to keep engaged them, if they can't step up and have, you know, be involved in the struggle with us, then, you know, I mean, that's a shame, because this is one issue that can really engage a lot of young people to get involved, and we gotta remember that. And while we set up all these platforms, and each time, each week goes by, it's gonna be challenging to keep people in these chairs, but we gotta figure out a way to keep these young people involved. Right. And I'm in the commitment here today, you know, to bring some young folks. You know, I brought a couple today, but I'll make a commitment to every week to come to bring some more young people to engage them and bring them into the fold. Because, you know, otherwise we get old and set in our ways, you know, we're getting arrogant, we're getting cocky about this group, you know what I mean? And I take some of that myself, you know what I mean? But if we keep that at the focus, you know, I know that's a self-interest of mine. I know, and I share that with a lot of people, that the young people have to be in the struggle in a real way, not as a participant, not as sitting in the chair. I'm talking about the one that's setting up these rallies, that's setting up these things, going to the court building, that's doing this investigation, taking with you down there. If you got something to research, you know, they can make some flyers, they can print, engage these young people while this thing is hot. You know what I mean? And then that way we can keep this going on, we can keep this really, you know, strong movement. And at the end of the day, we got more leaders, we got more people trained. That's how I got involved, straight out of San Quentin. You know, brother got killed over in Fillmore, organized some people, got some people in the room, we met about it. And make a long story short, the officer was fired. First time in San Francisco. I don't know if y'all aware of that. San Francisco, Aaron Williams was killed. The Mark and Dyer was the officer. It was the first time ever an officer had ever been killed. And we started an organization, the Elevator Center for Human Rights. And to this day, the brother Van Jones is up in the White House, all off of that one campaign. So I'm saying we gotta engage folks. If they inspire, if this, they seen this on tape, and a lot of young people was inspired by this, let's set the table so when they come, we can engage them in a real way, not as a token, not as a participant, but as an active person in this movement, and get trained so they can be out here on the front lines and they can be really engaged. I think the one thing, that some of the ways that we can help with that, we gotta have respect for each other. And we gotta have communication. And I know the brothers, we've been talking about forming some kind of council. And after that, we'll, you know, alleviate some of the mistrust or whatever. At least we can get to one table where we can share. So then when one person is doing something, then we can all have an opportunity to help. You know what I mean? Because I think that's what creates a little division. That you do your thing, then we're going to do our thing over here. And I know we strong getting young people. You know what I mean? But if we don't be involved with y'all, y'all may be strong getting some other group of people. And we need to come together. So if a council that we're talking about forming is the tool that we gotta get together, then I'm with that, because I think that's needed. That alleviates some of the, you know, the trip, right? And then we gotta stop being arrogant. I think there's a fine line between being arrogant and confident. And I know confident, and one of them don't work. One of them don't help. You know what I mean? So there's a fine line. I see we step up, we have our chest poked out, we can say some good speeches. You know, and then, you know, it just comes off as arrogant. That ain't gonna help bring these new brothers into the movement, because they're gonna be looking at you like, well, who is he? You know what I mean? So I think there's a fine line between being confident and being arrogant. The other thing I think we need to do is the OGs need to pass some of this game down. You know what I'm saying? Some of these elders that's got this information, we need to make sure that we set the table for these youngsters to get involved and we lace them. And no, I know it may have to be patient sometimes. I know it may be, you know, you can get it done faster yourself. I know you can just go do whatever you got to do. I know that's how we is. We can, man, I can just do it myself. But that's not what the magic happens. Miracle happens when we get these young people doing that. So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do that. Again, my name is Tony Coleman. My website is onefam.org. I'm a community organizer, and I work with young folks that's getting out of prison, and I bring them into my mix, and we've just been building ever since. We've been building for 10 years. Onefam.org is my name, Tony Coleman. Thank you.
I want to make sure that we have that website correct. Onefam. onefam.org, correct? Let us appreciate our brother again for sharing.